The McPherson Globe Refiners aren't a well-known basketball team. They were sponsored by the Globe Refining Company and affiliated with the Amateur Athletic Union, or AAU, the standard back in the early 20th century. They were also short-lived, but in their two-year existence, they won second place in the AAU championships in 1935, then first place in 1936. Their 1936 win qualified them, along with the second-place team, the Universal Studios Universals from Hollywood, to send players to the Olympics. A new documentary, Oil and Gold, traces the McPherson Globe Refiners and the six players who brought home the first Olympic gold in basketball. Keith Cantrell grew up in McPherson and is the director of the documentary, which is being produced by the McPherson Convention and Visitors Bureau with support from the Kansas Humanities Council.
I never really heard about the basketball team, and when I tell people I'm doing the documentary in McPherson, they're like, now wait, what did you say? They won the Olympic gold medal? Like, I don't think citizens of McPherson have really heard that much about it, which is why it's exciting that we're doing it now, so hopefully we'll create some more awareness about it.
The McPherson Globe Refiners were led by Wichita University coach Gene Johnson and featured star players Francis Johnson, brother of Gene, Joe Fortenberry, Bill Wheatley, Tex Gibbons, Jack Ragland, and Willard Schmidt, all of who played in the 1936 Olympics. Ann Hassler, the director of the McPherson Convention and Visitors Bureau, decided to make the film after nominating the Olympic team as one of the eight wonders of Kansas.
And we didn't even make the top 24 to be considered. So I thought, well, what's the problem here? People just don't know about the story. And I thought, this is such a great story. There's such a wonderful dramatic element. You have the lightning rod of Gene Johnson always bringing drama and interaction with his brother, Francis, city coach that was on the team. And then you have the backdrop of the Olympics in Nazi Germany.
Hassler says they were fortunate in the documentary process, finding Olympic footage in Canada, tape recordings of reunions of the team in 1972 and 1986, and a wealth of articles, pictures, and medals kept by player Joe Fortenberry's son.
Francis Johnson got to tell a funny story about when he forgot to put his shorts on and went to a game and only had his warm-up sweats, and got to actually hear Gene Johnson talk about how he came up with the different ideas that he implemented.
But they all said, ah, you go ahead, you'll end up in last place. I didn't think we would. And so at the end of the season, we had won first place in the league, and all the wiseacres had to shut up. And George Gardner, who coached down at Hutchinson, after we'd beaten him three straight times and he had, the all-star of all-stars, he said, gosh, Gene, it isn't basketball. It isn't basketball. And I said, well, maybe not, but the kids love to play it. The crowd loves to watch it, and we always win, so it's a darn good substitute.
McPherson Museum curator Brett Whiteneck says Coach Gene Johnson is credited with changing the face of basketball by introducing new strategies and techniques.
Gene, you could say, might have been the inventor of the fast break and the full press court. Back then, basketball was a lot slower than it is now, and Gene really, his team sped up the tempo.
The Refiners were also the first team to dunk. A Time magazine journalist coined the term in an article written about the team after he witnessed the team dunking the basketball like donuts and coffee during practice.
Now, they couldn't do this in the game, but they would do this before the game to intimidate their opponents. Joe was 6'8", and Willard was 6'9". They were billed as the tallest team in the world. And back then, big men weren't in the game like they are today.
Hassler says there's something inherent about Kansas that makes it a magnet for basketball talent.
It's a sport that you can go out and play on your driveway or by the barn or something like that. It's pretty basic and fundamental, so lends itself well to the Kansas farms.
She hopes her documentary, Oil and Gold, the McPherson Globe Refiners basketball story, will help restore some of the state's best talent to their rightful place in sports history. For KMUW News, I'm Brianna O'Higgins.